This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I came across a story that I love. In ancient times, according to Book 7 of the History of Herodotus, the rulers Xerxes I, also known as Xerxes the Great, was marching to Greece. As he traveled through the countryside, Herodotus recounts, Xerxes, quote, came across a plane tree of such beauty that he was moved to decorate it with golden ornaments and to appoint a guardian for it in perpetuity. I've seen trees like that myself. So beautiful that if I could, I would deck them with golden ornaments and appoint guardians so that they would be protected forever. Since I've read about what Xerxes did, I've watched out for those trees more carefully. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.